The Spring Flower Show, it's underway. We're in day three already, and it's another Southside and Siren FM and Midweek Drive mini location report. But as ever, the tradition has to be a hearty welcome to the press officer extraordinaire who looks after the whole thing for the North of England Horticultural Society's spring and our autumn flower shows. That, of course, is the legendary Camilla Harrison. How are you, Camilla?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Alex.
I always think that this is the show that, for me, launches the whole show season, because, you know, from here, obviously, it's almost as though the starting pistol has gone and we are well into the Newark show, the Nottinghamshire show, I should say, the Great Yorkshire show, the Lincolnshire show, all of those sort of come around. So it's really, I think, important that you get it right, and you always do.
We do. Well, we do our very best. Yes, I mean, it is indeed the first major event in the UK's gardening calendar. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for the region, but it's also important for the country. We have a lot of leading plant nurseries who come from all over the country, and this is the start of their season too. So we've got off to a great start in the last 2 days, and we're looking forward to the next two.
Absolutely. I've had a look at some of the gold award winners on the route to the press office, and startlingly, the standard, I mean, always impressed. It just seems to get better and better.
Yeah, the show gardens this year are absolutely stunning. There's a lot of quite structural forms in there, as well as some beautiful planting and some great ideas. Of course, there's the Yorkshire Great Grand Depart that we're looking forward to later in the summer.
I thought you might have been on your bike this morning, Camilla, but perhaps that's later in the day.
Well, you need to see me on my wheels later on.
But there we are.
Indeed, a lot of our exhibitors have really got into the spirit of things. So we have an innovative display competition for our plant nursery. A lot of those have done a tribute to the Grand Depart, and that's very entertaining for our visitors. And of course, we've got the show garden, which is fantastic, with some beautiful metal sculptures in there of cyclists. And that's actually going to, after this show, we'll take up permanent residence in a local town as a legacy for the Grand Depart.
As always, I'm consistently singing your praises with respect to public relations and the whole team with respect to that, Camilla. And I think somebody who probably is even more delighted that you've been in place this year is the new show director, of course, Nick Smith, who is a new pair of hands, really. So it was an interesting sort of a move, from Martin to Nick, but it looks as though the standard is being maintained.
Yes, indeed. Nick joined us in January, so very much had to hit the ground running with the spring show just around the corner. He's done a fantastic job. I know he's very enthusiastic. He has actually been a visitor to the show for about 20 years, so he does
laying the groundwork.
He does know us very well from a visitor perspective, which actually is a really important thing, because he's come at it, you know, from both angles. He's come at it from the show angle, from an exhibitor angle, and also from a visitor angle. And I know he has lots of exciting plans for the future, so watch this space.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll grab a few words with Nick later on. I'm looking already at the wonderful, glorious scarlet coloration of the autumn flower show that's coming up. So I think we need to mention the dates, because there's an opportunity to actually, if you book early, get substantial discounts.
Indeed there is, yes. The autumn show is the 12th to the 14th of September. We have our fantastic giant vegetable show. It's always really popular. We have about 5,000 fabulous autumn blooms. We will have show gardens as well, and we have some plans for a new development called Inspiration Street, which will be a street of gardens against a backdrop of houses for the first time. We also have something called Pip to Press, which is everything you need to know about apples. So apple growing, pruning, preening, choice of varieties, making cider, apple presses, anything you need to know, that's what we'll have at the autumn show. And if you buy your tickets before Tuesday the 2nd of September, there is a £2.50 discount per ticket.
Well, there we are, it's a little tease ahead. But let's return to the spring flower show. I know we're looking forward to catching up with some of our regular exhibitors here. I noticed that Henny Penny Hen Houses continues to go from strength to strength. I think they're next to the VIP section, Penny Roberts was saying this time around.
Yeah, well, they really are VIP houses for hens, aren't they?
They're outrageous.
That's the ideal, you know. I think I could live in one of those with a nice thatched roof.
I think you might be just a little bit too tall, Camilla. I know you're just
sure. Well. I think I could squeeze myself in.
Okay. I'll pass that on to Penny. We'll see if you can get a substantial discount for you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, the concept of hen houses obviously has really changed. And, you know, those of us who have gardens or some land that we can incorporate them into it. And they do look really nice. So, you know, gone are the days when...
Batteries, pens and such like. These are the business.
Yes. And they're quite, you know, they're quite decorative if you've got a suitable place for them.
Well, as I say, we worked with Penny Roberts when she was actually in charge of a mobile phone company. So we know that when it comes to thinking outside the box or the hen house, she's got a finger on the pulse, really.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay, moving on. NAFAS, presumably representative of the north of... not the north of England, but the National Association of Flower Arranging Societies.
Yes, indeed. We, as you know, we have Britain's biggest display of flower arranging and floristry here at the Spring Show, and NAFAS plays a huge role in that. And actually, this year we're celebrating their Emerald Anniversary, which is 55 years, as I understand it. We commissioned a very special hat called 50 Shades of Green.
Nice. And this not as saucy, perhaps.
No, it's very, very tasteful. It was created by a lady called Lucy Hutton Smith, and it's made entirely out of foliage and plant material. And it's on display up there with all the other fabulous displays that we've got in the Floral Art Marquee this year.
Fantastic stuff. I mean, I say this every year, but I mean, you get a chance to wander around yourself, really, because I mean, in the background, in case people are thinking, is it his stomach? No, it's the coffee percolator actually doing various things in the background there. It must, from your own point of view, because this is four years now you've been with the show, a little over four, is it a little under three? I can't remember. Time passes
nearly
so quickly.
It's nearly 3 years now.
Three, exactly. But again, in terms of the progression with respect to that, can you relax at all a little bit now that you know the system? Or just in case there's always a lovely surprise each year?
Oh, I think we'll never relax. We'll never get complacent. We've got to move on and move forward. We've developed a new website this year. We have a new online catalogue for the very first time. We are moving very much towards, the digital marketing. So we will never, ever be complacent. We also are carrying out some visitor exit surveys again this time. We did the last one in 2012. We're doing some more this year because we want to keep pace with what our visitors want. And so we will never rest. We will always go forward.
And that is why the North of England Horticultural Society is in safe hands as long as Camilla Harrison is in charge of PR. Camilla, once again, many thanks indeed.
You're very welcome, and thanks for coming.
One of the delights about the NEHS Spring Flower Show, and indeed Autumn Flower Show, is one encounters fabulous new folk who might have actually been at the show for 4 or 5 years, but you just haven't sort of connected with them before. One of those has to be the fantastic Paul Harris from Brookfield Plants. Paul, genuinely delighted to catch up with you today. How's this whole event going?
It's been a really good show. It's up year on year. Very busy. Doing very well.
Now, I'm used to obviously seeing lots of the sort of the flowers and various other bits and pieces. We've got here the Hemerocallis collection, the hosta collection. What have you actually brought? I see also you've got the British hosta and Hemerocallis Society. So talk to us about these particular species.
Yeah, hostas and Hemerocallis are just what I do. I'm a specialist. I was an amateur and it took over, and so I formed a business, principally hostas, but also Hemerocallis. I've been doing this about 5 years, and mostly at the shows and mail order, and it's going well.
Which is fantastic stuff. Looking at the plants, I'm sort of struck by the range of greens that we've actually got here. I mean, obviously, we've got a sort of emerald routine. I mean, I see also gold award-winning designs that we've actually got here. So are these plants ideally suited for outside in terms of garden features, water features, and so on?
Yeah, hostas are plants ideally for the shade. Shade, dapple shade. Certain varieties that take the sun, but if you've got a north side of the house or a shady area, perfect for that. You can grow them in pots or in the garden either, and they're perfectly hardy. They die down in the winter and they come back in the spring.
So really ideal for somebody like myself who maintains that actually keeping a spider plant is quite a challenge from that sort of point of view. Do they require a lot of maintenance? Are they high maintenance plants?
No, they grow very easily. The main issue is that you do have to keep slugs and snails off. They do attract slugs and snails, but apart from that, really no problem.
And origins, they strike me as being sort of South American. Is that right, or do we not know where they've actually come from?
Yeah, they come from Asia, Southeast Asia, China, Japan, Korea, that sort of area.
So sort of in the wrong sort of hemisphere of the world from that sort of point of view. So what is it about them particularly that appeals to yourself, Paul?
I think it is, as you said, the different shades of green and the different forms. And there's a huge diversity. We've got giants and miniatures and then different shapes. And it's not just the colours, you know, which range from blue through greens and yellows, but also the forms, the spiky ones and the flat ones and the round leaf ones and all the different shapes.
which is fantastic. Much genetic engineering involved? I mean, do you do with cross-breed hybridization, or are you trying to go for pure pollination wherever possible?
There's no GM. It's all hybridized. These days, much of the hybridizing is in America, a little bit in Holland, and sadly not very much in this country. I'm on the committee of the Hosta and Hermit Killer Society and very keen to promote British bred varieties. So if anybody's keen on any hybridising, we'd be very interested to know.
Well, somebody might just be listening to this via our podcast, of course. So what's the web address for the BHHS?
BHHS is www.hostahem.org.uk.
Indeed, that's hostahem.org.uk. And indeed, for Paul, you can be accessed at brookfieldplants.com, presumably.
That's right.
One has to say one's privileged now to actually be a the facilitator of Keswick Garden Plants legend, that is, of course, the gentleman whose name is?
David Rankin.
And David, you were saying that actually we're the first people to actually contact you from the press and the media.
Yeah, it's been unusual. Normally at a show like this, the television cameras around and people are talking to you, but it's been very quiet for 2 days.
It is clearly our colleagues' loss, and once again, Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting have demonstrated that we will continue to celebrate the goodness of all these things. Based, obviously, in Midlothian, so presumably you've crossed the border to actually be here today.
Yes, we crossed the border. We're still selling plants in pounds, though, but maybe next year things will be
steady. We can't go political at this time of the day, yeah. But in terms of looking at the design here, I have to say you really laid out this particular stand in a superlative way. I'm getting a sense of both the highlands and the bleakness, but also the beauty that we've actually got here, which Keswick Garden Plants, presumably they're hardy perennials, or hardies anyway.
The plants are all hardy. We do alpine, bog and woodland plants, and my wife and I, we love walking in the mountains, and what we try to get across is something of the beauty of what we see.
I think you certainly accomplished that perfectly well. I mean, I'm looking at some of the titles here, and you'll have to excuse my Latin pronunciation, but Glaucidium palmatum,
yep,
Trillium
right.
Kurabayashi. That sounds vaguely Japanese.
Yes, I think it comes from Japan and probably across the Bering Straits in... I don't know. I'm going to go.
It's an interesting line. It could be that old Kobayashi Maru for any Star Trek folks out there. Primula vulgaris that we've actually got here. It's sort of a spring flower in many ways.
It's a primrose.
There you are.
We driving into Harrogate, they were all along the hedgerows. But they're beautiful. I think that one of them.
Just saying to Camilla Harrison how this show in so many ways actually launches for us the show season, which moves obviously into a whole variety of things from Chelsea later on in the year, plus of course the Yorkshire Harrogate events, the Great Yorkshire Show and the Lincolnshire Show. Is this the first show for yourself of the year, or have you been to others beforehand?
This is the first show of this kind. We go to alpine shows where you just show plants in pots, but our next one will be at Chelsea in 3 weeks' time.
Well, this, of course, is referred to as the Chelsea of the north of England, so interesting lines from that point of view. I always like to give a bit of northern bias from that perspective. How do you feel it actually compares as an exhibitor?
It's totally different from Chelsea, because here you're selling to plants. People come to buy plants. In Chelsea, you're going to people to talk about plants and to network. So there you have effectively six days with press day, 12-hour days, and you talk to enthusiastic people all day, every day. And I don't think there's anywhere else in life you ever do that.
Well, it's all fantastic stuff. I think your team is beginning to assemble here, because I think you've brought along your good wife here.
So we better get to work, I think.
Well, I was just going to say it's been fantastic. Just a couple of details in terms of if people are listening to this and they can't get to the NEHS Springflower Show, or it's just they think, oh, darn it, or we can't get to Chelsea, www.kevockgarden.co.uk, the best way to actually contact you.
Yes, that's right. The K-E-V-O-C-K bit, if you Google that, we always come out top of this, because it's a name that doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, there we are. It's been a genuine delight touching base with your good self, and thank you for allowing us to be your first media contactees at the Springflower Show. Look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future.
Thank you. Maybe see you at Chelsea, but you'll have to fight your way through the television cameras there.